The speech might not be perfect, but the grammar is spot on. Thank you to Mrs. Carolyn Bickford. First, I want to thank this class for the unique honor of being selected as your commencement speaker. I also want to reintroduce myself. I am a father, a husband, a professional volleyball line judge, and the lead roofer for Galen Mission Honduras. And for those who know me, I am a dentist. That is my hobby. Dentistry is a big source of my present happiness. Behind today's graduation achievement was a parent who spent every day yelling kind words of encouragement like, "I don't care if you don't feel like going to school today. Put your uniform on and get going." Or, "Wake up, you're gonna be late for school. Do your homework first." Congratulations, parents, you have done your job. Parents, you're probably asking, what is this Colombian doing on this stage? Well, let me tell you that you're not alone. I am asking the same question. Don't you need to be an adult to be the speaker? Couldn't they have chosen someone with an accent that is easier to understand? Is this the best speaker within 4,000 miles radius? The answer is simple. Galen is committed to everyone. They do not discriminate based on gender, skin color, origin, age, or accent. Galen encourages respect and expects no discrimination, period. When my daughter told me her class wanted me to be the speaker today, the first thing that came up to my mind was, absolutely not. Who am I to inspire all these students for the future? Well, I don't necessarily need to inspire you, but hopefully you will learn how to inspire yourself as I have done. Here is my story. Be prepared and embrace the change. This is a different world we live in today, my grandmother used to say. Years later, I hear the same phrase from my mother. And now, I'm repeating the same words. Be prepared and embrace the change. This is a different world we live in today. I went to high school in Colombia back in the 70s and 80s BC. That's not before Christ, it's before cell phone. I attended a large school. They were approximately 200 students per class. I was not the best student. In fact, I was in the bottom 5% of my class. A happy kid that simply did just enough to get by. My mother and father became good friends with the principal at the school because of all the calls and parents' meetings necessarily to attempt to straighten up this wild kid. The topic was always the same. This kid is not gonna go very far. My passion was playing any kind of a sport and to one day become a dentist. Unfortunately, due to my poor academic performance, my parents never allowed me to be a part of any school team. The first time I had to embrace the change was in 1985, when I came to USA as a senior in high school. Here, I didn't have my parents to tell me what to do. So immediately, guess what? I joined the basketball team, golf team, track, baseball. I even tried to join the girls' volleyball team. But I don't think the spandex fit me right. Or it might have been because my hair wasn't long enough. Honestly, I don't really know why I didn't make the team. All this playing time also came with the responsibility expected from the school and my host family. Responsibility was not only expected from my parents and a school back in Colombia, it was expected everywhere. For an unknown reason at that time, maybe it was due to the fact that I didn't speak English, but for the first time in my life, I actually felt responsible for my own actions. I was doing homework and studying without anyone telling me to do so. In a matter of days, my grades started to improve. They went from D's to D pluses. Okay, that's kind of a stretch. They only went from a D minus to just a D's with no plus yet. Later, I realized that my inspiration came from my own acts, studying and doing homework. This act of responsibility brought me great satisfaction and the freedom to do what I wanted to do. I went back to my home country in 1986 after finishing one of the best years of my life. America had changed me. I was a different kid. Due to Colombian policies, I was required to do my senior year again back in my home country. A few months into my senior year at the school, I noticed sadness on my parents' faces. When I asked them what had happened, they told me that they were upset because they have lost a friend. The principal at the school had stopped calling them. He was busy with other students, but not with me anymore. I experienced a lot of frustration and remorse after my application was denied to various dental schools. My highest school grades were not high enough to be considered a college candidate. However, I didn't let that stop me. No one was going to deny me what I wanted for my future. That was up to me. My only chance was to demonstrate through a pre-dental course and a dental admission test that I was a different student, that I was not ready to give up my dream to become a dentist. It took a lot for me to be able to catch up from the lost time in previous years, but I finally made it. My pre-dental grades and the dental admission test score were high enough to allow me to enroll as a dental student. Studying took most of my time, but I did find some time for sports. This time, I tried out for the men's volleyball team and made it. Yes, no spandex or long hair required. My academic performance improved every year. I left my D's behind, and A's became the new norm. It was not easy, but it was possible, incredible, and against all the odds, I'm proud to say that I graduated first in my class in dental school. Do not let anybody tell you how far you can go or who you can become. For 8 years, I taught at dental school and practiced dentistry alongside my wife. We were very proud of our tremendous effort of building two successful clinics from the ground up. But in 1999, after the birth of our first daughter, I had to embrace a second big change. Due to security reasons, we took the risky decision of leaving our clinic, our profession, and even harder yet, leaving our friends and family behind to start all over again in a different country. I returned to America with one suitcase and my most important treasure, my wife and daughter. My license as a dentist was not recognized in the USA, but the skills and knowledge behind the diploma remained. Not happy to let my dental degree go to waste, I started to seek ways to recover the privilege of becoming a dentist in this country. In 2006, I was accepted back in dental school in Kansas City, and I was able to obtain the credentials necessary to become a dentist once again. This was another tough change to embrace as I became a student again at 38 years old. This was easy for me to compare to what my wife Gigi had to do. She stayed at home like a single mother, working hard to pay for my schooling and provide for the family while she was taking care of our two young daughters. Do not wait for the inspiration to come to you. Go out and find it. It is your responsibility. Look inside yourself. Find it in something interesting that amazes you, or in someone you look up to. Someone incredible, like a healthcare provider, as we're witnessing how important they are during this pandemic. If you want to go farther, then look up to a teacher. They are not selfish. They give you everything they know, the most powerful tool you need to succeed today, and that is called knowledge. Look up to a policeman or a firefighter. They work tirelessly keeping us safe no matter the conditions. Or a soldier that fights day and night, sometimes sacrificing their own lives for us. And always turn to God for your ultimate source of inspiration. He is committed to you even more than you are committed to your goals. A simple prayer goes far. And if you have done your part, that prayer goes even farther. It can even take you from a D to an A. Many of you have seen poverty firsthand, or have heard about Mission Honduras. Hungry people, eating sometimes only once a day. Few opportunities for education. They close the school doors, not to prevent kids from getting out of a school, but to prevent kids from pouring into the classrooms. They have no running water, substandard living conditions, compromised safety, and limited access to health care. There is no day that goes by in Honduras without a fight to survive and succeed. And you? You live in the best city in the state, according to 24/7 Wall Street, July 21, 2019. And top 10 in safety, according to SafeWise, 2019. Iowa is in the top 10 states in education, according to the US News, 2019. And it is the best town to raise a family, according to the Uribes and many others. There is a reason for that. And it is not only because of the Blue Bunny ice cream. It is because of your family, the law enforcement, our school system, a great community, and most importantly, you. There are so many opportunities even for Colombians. Last year, an ESPA commentator, Scott Van Pelt, said, "Is this heaven? No, this is Iowa." So, what is your excuse? I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but from now on, you have three choices. They are, in no particular order: one, to succeed and excel; two, to succeed and excel; and three, to succeed and excel. The most common phrases used in the world today are, "I love you," and "made in China." Unfortunately, neither one offers you a warranty. And the less commonly used phrase that offers all kind of warranties is, "Let's study." Education is not only the most powerful tool for success, but it is the only one that offers you the opportunity to set your own limits and boundaries. If you do not put any effort into your education, you will end up rich in ignorance, and in a place where others will be telling you what you can do and how far you can go. Lastly, remember that your happiness is now. Enjoy your graduation today. Do not wait until college to be happy. Enjoy college while you're there. Enjoy your job while you're working. Do not wait for happiness to come to you when you get married, or when you get your first house, or pension, or whatever you think is going to bring you happiness. There is no perfect moment or object that brings permanent happiness. Happiness is today, it's now. Enjoy your graduation, your family, friends, and classmates. If you do not start now, you are going to be waiting forever. Do not wait anymore. Go get it, class of 2020.